Hello.
Hello, is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? This is Ed.
Hey, Ed, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, sorry about that. I was actually on a call with another client. That's why one of my coworkers had to answer the call. But I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a great Tuesday morning, had a great weekend, having a great start to the week.
Yeah, you know, it hasn't been too bad.
Gotcha. Okay, well, perfect, perfect. So really just wanted to see if you had any questions for me. I see that you showed some interest, sending some information online. I could definitely let you know a little bit how we work here, what makes us different than other companies. Luckily, it looks like there is a position that became available within your area as well, so that's great. Because we only do work with one company that does the services that you offer in each area. Not sure if you're familiar with, you know, Angie's or HomeAdvisor or Yelp or anything like that, but you know, the way they work is that the client contacts them, they get the client's information, which turns into a lead, and then they provide that lead to 4 to 5 different plumbing companies in the area. With us, we only work with one company that does the services that you offer in each area. The reason being is because we like to be loyal to that one company and really help that company grow, right? Because there's only a certain amount of leads that, you know, can come, right? What I actually went ahead and did too, when I actually called you on June, I looked into our analytics to see, how many people searched, you know, plumbing services in your area. There was about 1,400 searches done in the last 30 days, right? So it shows us that clients are looking for the service in your area. It's just a matter of getting in front of those clients, right? But did you have any questions for me before I go into, you know, what pricing is, package details, or anything like that?
I didn't. Man, I think I used you guys, but it was probably 2009. It was a long time ago.
Got you.
So, I mean, I kind of understand how you guys, and I'm familiar with it.
Okay, got you. Yeah, so the biggest difference is, I'm not sure, I wasn't here around 2009, to be completely transparent with you, but the biggest, you know, difference is, you know, within our packages, we include a good bit of stuff now. So, you know, first page placement on Google, linked with search keywords, right? So now clients aren't just going to find you based off of your company's name. They're going to find you based off of the services that you offer, right? So, you know, just for example, you know, let's say that you go to Los Angeles, California, right? And let's say that you're in the mood for Italian food, right? Are you going to be familiar with the Italian restaurants in the area? Probably not, right? But you're going to search pasta near me, chicken parmesan near me, ravioli near me, and you're going to find the top recommended restaurant. It's basically the same exact concept when it comes to your business. You're going to be the top recommended company when, you know, clients search for services that you offer. On top of that, we don't charge per lead or anything like that. We also include within our package Facebook marketing. So when a client searches for a service that you offer, we go ahead and send the advertisement directly to them. And we actually put your company on over 60 different directories, such as Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Bing, et cetera. If you don't mind me asking, how did we work around 2009? I'm actually curious.
Man, I don't remember. That's been such a long time ago.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't remember. I've been pretty busy since then.
Okay.
You know, kind of started busy. So, we've been busy ever since. You know, now that we've got more guys, we've kind of slowed down. Well, I mean, we haven't really slowed down because we still do a lot of jobs. I just, you know, we're just looking for something to keep the guys busy and, you know, get different, just a different area of work, I guess. A different, you know, we want to focus on some, you know, repairs and stuff like that. Just higher tickets, you know what I mean? Just different clientele.
Okay, yeah, definitely. As long as there's services that you offer, we can actually go ahead and link those search keywords to your company, right? So when clients search for, you know, repair services near me or, you know, depending on, you know, obviously what service you're looking to kind of move towards, as long as there are services that you do offer, we can definitely link those search keywords. So you're going to start getting those clientele and getting those calls. Again, the good thing about this is the clients contact you directly. So you're able to kind of, you know, pick and choose what jobs you want to take on, if it benefits you, if it doesn't benefit you, et cetera. The package does include a 50-mile radius as well. So anywhere 50 miles, you're going to be the top recommended company. Now, if there's, you know, certain locations or, you know, cities or zip codes that you've seen success in the past, we can actually target those specific areas as well, so that you show up on the first page on there as well. Now, do you have a website for your company, Mike? I'm trying to see if I can find it. But you do? Okay, yeah. Perfect.
The Honest Plumbers with an S.
Okay.
.com.
All right. Perfect. I just wanted to kind of take a look at your work and just kind of glance. All right, perfect. Cool. All right. Well, yeah, with us, there is no contract. Everything's on a month-to-month basis. So the pricing starts at $299 month-to-month. The program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming. So your initial investment would be $398 today. However, if you close with me today, right now, I can go ahead and add my promotional code. I'll waive that $99 setup fee, and I'll leave that price at $249 month-to-month, no contract. And again, that includes first page placement on Google, Google Business Profile, Facebook marketing, putting your company in over 60 different directories, targeting specific areas, and including a 50-mile radius within the package.
Okay, so I mean, I'm ready to do it. What all do you need from? Do you need access to any of my media or no? Like, you just promote it, right?
Correct. Yeah. So if you don't have a Facebook business account, we'll create one for you. We're also going to create the Google business profile for you, and obviously start working to get you on the first page. Really, all I would do right now, Mike, is all we're going to do is secure the position. So I'm just going to verify your company's information, basically secure the category, and then I'm going to set up a meeting with my marketing team for 30 to 45 minutes. Now, it doesn't have to be today. It could be tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Monday, whichever date and time works for you. The reason being because the meeting is going to be about 30 to 45 minutes, and that's going to be the start of your marketing campaign. So we just ask that you kind of set that time to the side to meet and greet our marketing team and basically, you know, take next steps. But yeah, right now, all I would need is about 8 to 10 minutes just to verify your information and secure the position.
Okay. So let's do it. But I do have, I have a page, right? I have pretty much all that stuff. I might even have a Google. I'm not for sure if I have a Google page, but I know that's what I've been lacking. Why not go with the people who control it? You know, that should have been my first page, but
yep.
I think I would have started. But now on my Facebook page, I've had my first Facebook page that we ever made. So I only myself as an admin. So I got my account got hacked. And banned because they were posting inappropriate stuff. So I had to start a new one. Now, I don't have access to that original page, which obviously I'd love to have access as 500, you know, followers and all of that, but I don't have access to it. I don't know how to get access to it. So I recently started a new one. So I don't know. Okay. I don't know if you guys know the tricks of how to get access to a lost Facebook page, but so I've got two. One we have no access to, and then one I do have access to. So, whichever one you want to promote is fine with me.
Let me ask you this then. That's actually really interesting, right? So when you say two Facebook pages, right, are you saying, you know, are they personal Facebook pages or are they business account Facebook pages?
So they are a business page, should I say. I know you can start a business account. I just seen it the other day that you can actually start a business page, like, or account. I don't have the business account. I just have the business page. I set up just a page on there.
Got you. Okay. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, right? Because this is what we do. We're going to create you a Facebook business page. Okay. The reason being is because we're going to run advertisements through that Facebook page. So if it's kind of just a regular Facebook page, you can't really do that. But again, my team is going to help you with all this. Okay. So no worries. We've been in business for 18 years. So we basically know what we're doing. Now, as far as recovering the other Facebook page, I can make a note of that and letting my marketing team know that as well and see if there's anything we can do. And they can try to follow up with you when you have that initial meeting as well. But for the most part, we'll probably just create you a strictly Facebook business page. So, cause we're going to run ads through that. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. You know, the more out there, it doesn't matter if people's calling my phone number, right? It don't really matter if I if I have access. If they're calling the number, they're calling the number. So
that's exactly. Kind of yep. All right. Perfect. So what is your email, Mike?
It is all spelled out in words. O-N-E. onehonestplumberca@yahoo.com.
And you said onehonestplumberca@yahoo.com?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. That's a pretty cool name too, by the way. I saw it initially. I was like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I interviewed for a guy years ago that had a company called Honest Plumber out in Las Vegas. And
really? Okay.
He wasn't very honest, some of the stuff he told me. From there, 2008, I started my business in 2009.
Wow. Wow. You've been in business for quite some time. How'd you get in the industry?
My father-in-law.
Been oh, okay.
Him, yep, since I was 15.
Wow. Okay, you got plenty of experience, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Bear with me 1 second. So I'm really just going to send you a quote real quick. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send this to your email. Yeah, my computer doesn't really want to cooperate with me today.
It happens.
Right? Technology.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can't live with it. Can't live without it.
Right? Did you have a good weekend, Mike?
I did. It wasn't too bad. Looking forward to the next one, but, not too bad.
Right? All right. Perfect. All right, Mike, and what is your last name, Mike?
Brownen, B-R-O-W-N-E-N.
All right, perfect. And then you want your company to show up as One Honest Plumbing. Is it an LLC or anything like that?
It's an S-Corp. So it's The Honest Plumber.
The Honest Plumber. Okay.
Yep.
And is it spelled all together or separately?
You mean like the name?
Yes.
Or an email address?
The name.
Oh yeah, no, it's separate. It's The Honest Plumber.
Okay.
The all.
Okay, perfect. All right. The reason I asked is because this is how it's going to pop up on your Google Business profile. Now, as far as your business phone number, I see the 661-900-7723.
Definitely not. Let's go with the 661-392-1455.
All right. And just to verify, 661-392-1455?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Now, what is your address, Mike? Now, this address isn't going to pop up on the first page of Google. This is just to create your account with us.
It is 14134 Round Mountain Road. Bakersfield, California, 93308.
All right. What was the zip code again?
93308.
All right, perfect. And you said Bakersfield, California?
Yes.
All right. All right. Now your preferred method of contact, phone, text, or email?
Phone or text is fine.
All right, phone or text. All right, and then your hours of operation.
So we 8 to 5 Monday through Monday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 to 5.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, was there any specific cities or zip codes that you wanted to target, Mike?
Really, that just the Bakersfield area.
Okay. Right. Perfect. All right, now as far as all the services that you offer, what are all the services that you offer? And this is what we're going to do. We're going to link these search keywords. So when clients search for these services, you're going to be the top recommended company, okay?
Okay. So, plumbing, service plumbing, repairs, water heaters, gas lines,
repipe. This is 2 points. A repipe, sewer line replacement.
Alright.
Sewer line repairs. Drain cleaning.
Alright.
Water line repair.
Alright.
Emergency service.
Okay.
Faucet, you know, replacement or repair.
Faucet. All right, perfect.
That's probably it.
Oh.
All right, yeah, we do all.
Yep, got you. All right, and I'm just making a note of the Facebook account. Making a note of this. All right, and to meet with my marketing team, what date and time works for you? I can see what I have available in my account.
I'll be available tomorrow if you guys are available tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, let me see what I have for tomorrow. Does morning or afternoon work better for you?
Either one. Morning is better, but I'm available. Okay. I mean, whatever you've got, I'm available.
Okay, got you. So I have availability for tomorrow at 8.
So now, where are you guys located? Because I'm in right now. So currently, I have two businesses. I'm in Missouri right now. So,
okay.
So
we're based out of California. Yeah, that would be 8 California time, so 11 your time. Sorry.
Yeah, off here, that's fine. That works out a little better.
Okay. All right, perfect. So we'll do 10 o'clock tomorrow, okay? Your time.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, and I'll send that invitation here shortly to your email. Now, as far as the 249, good.
They do need to call my cell phone, the 661-900-7723 number.
Okay, perfect. I'll definitely make a note of that. I'm glad you mentioned that. All right. All right, perfect. All right. I'll definitely get that updated as well. All right, as far as the 249, did you want to use a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Which one did you want to use out of the four?
Let's go with the Visa.
Visa? All right, and I'm ready when you are.
4427.
Okay.
4266.
Okay.
2150.
Okay.
4574.
I lost you after the 4.
4574.
Perfect. All right. Expiration?
November of 27.
All right. And then the 3 codes on the back.
817. Now, this
all
has
right,
a different,
perfect.
This has a different, billing zip code.
Okay. Let me see here. All right. Bear with me 1 second. I just want to save the address you already gave me and then update that 1 second. All right, and what is the billing zip code for the card?
What is the what?
The billing.
So you want the whole address or just the zip code?
The whole address, please. Sorry, did I say zip code?
No, I didn't hear you, so I don't know what you said. So.
Okay.
What is this address? 22159.
Okay.
East Panama Road.
Okay.
Nevada, Missouri.
Okay.
64772.
Perfect. All right. And then as far as the security question, now this question is what we're going to ask to just verify we are speaking to you when we give you a call. I have three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use out of the three?
And the year I was born.
All right. The city you were born. I'm sorry.
Oh, Bakersfield.
Yeah, Bakersfield. All right. All right, Mike, I'm sending over the invitation for the meeting tomorrow. Bear with me one moment. I basically have everything. I'm just looking over everything really fast as well, okay? Okay. All right, perfect. So I went and sent that invite over to you with the meeting tomorrow at 10 your time. Other than that, I do have all your information, Mike. If you have any questions before your meeting tomorrow, please don't hesitate in reaching out. You can email me, call me, or text me. But other than that, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and start your new marketing campaign with us, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike. All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.